Blackstone Audio presents Three Twisted Stories, Go Deep, Necessary Women, and Remy Rothstein Toes the Line by Karen Slaughter. This book is read by Kathleen Early. Go Deep. April 5th, 1974. Chapter 1. Charlie Lamb stared out his open office doorway at a stacked blonde carrying a purse the size of a briefcase. Long, straight hair slapped at the curve of her ass. Black eyeliner and heavy blue shadow brought out the violet in her eyes. Her lips were wet with red lipstick. Even from 15 feet away, he could see the dark of her nipples underneath the pale yellow blouse she wore with a skirt that was short enough to raise a man from the dead. She was looking at the used convertible Mustang in the center of the showroom floor. There was a sugar daddy somewhere in the equation. A girl that pretty couldn't afford the bus fare to the car lot, let alone a convertible anything. If she had a rich father, he'd be here making sure she didn't get ripped off. A husband would be making sure she didn't get hit on. Only a very wealthy man with a wife and kids would let a pet like that off the leash. Charlie licked his lips. He'd had girls like that before. They could take it so deep you felt the strain in the back of your eyeballs. Mr. Lamb. Charlie's gaze didn't move off the blonde. His secretary had been hired by his wife, which meant on a bad day, in a good light, there still wasn't enough hand lotion in the world. Mr. Lamb? The blonde moved out of his line of sight. Charlie scowled with every muscle in his face. What is it? Your wife called. She needs... Charlie waved her off. His wife always needed something. What else? Mr. Chop is on line 3. The pleasant tingling from the blonde drained like piss down a sink. Close the door. Charlie's hand was shaking when he picked up the phone. He put the receiver to his ear. He waited. He waited some more. He cleared his throat. Mr. Lamb? Charlie had to clear his throat again. Mr. Chop? The dry cleaner has your suits ready. Thank you. Charlie's hand was still shaking when he put the receiver back in the cradle. He took out his handkerchief and tried to staunch the line of Niagara Falls pouring down his forehead. Mr. Chop's real name was Mike Thevis, a tough guy mobster whose violent temper was so legend that just the thought of his name scared the hair off Charlie's balls. Charlie looked down at his hand, still shaking. The speaker on the phone shot a burst of noise into the office. Mr. Lamb, his secretary again. Her voice was a cheese grater on his eardrum. Your brother needs a consultation on pricing the Mustang. Deacon. Of course that worthless asshole had grabbed the blonde the minute she'd walked through the door. Charlie grabbed his suit jacket off the back of his chair. He checked himself in the mirror, straightened his tie, smoothed down his hair. There was some gray, but it looked good on him. His mustache was still dark. He was growing out his sideburns, which his wife hated and his girlfriend loved. He'd been tempted to tell the former if she screwed him like the latter, he'd happily grab a razor. But that conversation had died like an electrocuted elephant in the back of his brain. Charlie walked onto the showroom floor. Deacon's mouth was open like a braying jackass's as he fake-laughed at something the blonde had said. 20 seconds ago, Charlie would have been looking forward to this. Now all he could think was that there was a timer ticking somewhere, and if he didn't move fast enough, Mike Thevis would explode. The hi-fi was playing Karen Carpenter through the giant speakers in the corners. Instantly, Charlie had a headache so bad that he could taste it in his mouth.